This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. 1 year today since Colorado's first confirmed case of COVID-19. About 1,000 Coloradans are still getting infected each day, but new hospitalizations have been falling since early December. Colorado students would only take one state standardized test this year in either math or English under a new proposal at the state legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Bill sponsors originally wanted to scrap tests entirely this year, but federal education officials are requiring states to administer them with some flexibilities. Testing proponents say the exams will measure the impact of COVID-19 on learning, but many school districts say they already take district tests that show learning loss. They say state exams will mean less learning time in a year of disruptions. The bill has its first hearing in the House Education Committee Friday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A drought watch is in place for Westminster. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Westminster's water supply in Stanley Lake is below average, as most of Colorado is in an extreme drought. Statewide snowpack is also below average. Westminster is the first in the Denver metro area to issue water restrictions, according to 9 News, but nothing is mandatory yet. The city is asking residents to limit watering to 3 days a week or less and to check for indoor leaks. The city says these voluntary asks are the best way to prevent the need for future water restrictions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across Colorado today and for the weekend. This is CPR News.